Hi, friends. Hello, hello. You're listening to I'm Sorry With the Podcast with Ashley Sleek. It's just like I showed up to your house, bottle of wine in hand, with like 45 to an hour of juicy ass gossip to talk about. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Hello, hello, and welcome back to I'm Sorry With the Podcast. I'm Ashley Sleek, and I'm doing something so dangerous right now, like the girlies would know. It's, as my best friend Karishma calls it, Shark Week. And I am wearing my literal tightest pair of jeans, but in my head, the outfit just looks so cute. So in case you guys like are new or you forgot, like I told the story about how I bought three pairs of jeans at Old Navy and I tried the first two on. They were all the same brand, just three different colors. The first two fit great. And I was like, okay, perfect. So the third's gonna fit, whatever. So I ripped the tags off, give them a wash, you know, normal shit. And then I tried that third one on. I'm like I understand what a hot dog feels like when it's getting wrapped up in whatever it gets wrapped up in. Like, that's how I feel right now. And I was like, it's okay, I'll stretch them out, which, like, they've been getting better, but like not on my bloatiest bloat a week that I'm like, let's shove my ass right into these. But I'm not gonna lie, the outfit does look cute, kind of. I don't know, something's weird, something feels off, but I can't decide what it is. And who knows, maybe after this, when I'm getting ready for work, I'm gonna change this entire outfit. Like, I have no idea. I think I'm just in one of those moods, and I'm realizing as I'm saying it out loud, like, no shit. There is nothing harder, and do not tell me that math is harder than this, than figuring out what to wear when you're on your period. There is nothing more difficult. Everything sucks. You're already in an emotional turmoil and your body's different and everything hurts, and there's just nothing harder. Running a marathon, I'd rather do that than try to figure out what to wear when I'm on my period. Like, I'm sorry, I just can't. It's not doing it for me. So yeah, this all makes sense. And honestly, like, I just felt a wave of relief. Like, okay, because I'm like, why am I in such a mood? I've also been so tired, and I know I keep saying that, but like, normally I'm tired to the point where like I could still get myself up in the morning. Like, I cannot get myself up, and I have no idea if it's the drugs, because like I said, I got ghosted by my psychiatrist by accident. It was actually my phone. Whatever, I need to get another appointment with her stat, because I'm like, is this the drugs? Is this me? Like, what's happening? Because I'm literally like cannot get up, and it's so hot again. And I'm not saying this to complain about the state of my apartment, because I actually have to say my pink fan is pink fanning, and it is so good, you guys. Like, I ended up sleeping on the couch last night. I had the AC unit on and the fan. It said it was 83 in here. It didn't feel it. It wasn't as I like. It wasn't a frosty 50, but it felt like it was a good 69, 70, you know? And I was like, okay, I can do this. I can sleep, you know? And so the pink fan is pink fanning. So I will add it to my Amazon storefront, because like, I feel that everybody needs to know this. I also got, so, you know, I told you all, I got two fans, okay? Two pink fans. The second pink fan I thought was like bigger, not like a standing fan, but you know, like everyone's got those classic big thick black fans that like sit on a tabletop. Like, I thought it was that, but black. Turns out it's not. It's a little desktop fan, but this one is rechargeable. So it's like a USB. It's actually sitting, I'm so sorry if you can hear it in the background, but like it's hot. Like, I don't know how to tell you. But it's rechargeable, so it's portable. And so I'm thrilled about this, because when I'm doing my makeup, it's like tiny. It's like, you know, for your work desk. But it's amazing, because like when I'm doing my makeup, there's no cold air in there. And I'm like, have you ever tried to put up on your makeup when you're sweating? Like an Olympic sport. So I've been using this and moving it around, and I'm obsessed. And then it also reminded me that like when my power inevitably goes out, as it does all the time here in Campbell, this will, as long as I keep it charged, like this thing will still be alive, and what a treat. So I'm very excited. So I do feel that I must link these for you all, because I'm out here solving the world's problems. You know, my dad did share with me like a new air conditioning unit from Lowe's, and this one like attaches to your phone, like it's an app, so you can turn it on when you're not home, and then I could put my other little one in the bedroom. But I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, because I'm just like, it's expensive, and you know, I don't feel like I should be making big monetary decisions when I'm on my period. Facts, you know? I want to start this off. Obviously, I've already started, but like, I just want to say, I want to thank Gen Z for just nonstop justifying Ashley's college choices in men. Like, every summer we've gotten a new male theme that we're into, and it is justifying all of my decisions. Like, dad bod, check. You know, short king, check. Mouse or rat guy summer, check. Have you all heard of Rat Boy Summer? I'm cracking up at this. Like, thank you so much, Gen Z, because I have, you know, been justifying my choices for years, and y'all are out here like, don't worry, Smashly. Like, we've got you. Rat Boy is so funny to me. If you haven't heard, it's like, okay, the best person I think of is, if you saw Challengers, like, not the guy with the blonde hair, but the guy with the brown hair. I was like, this guy's hot, but he also looks like a mouse, and I can't figure it out. And the description for Rat Boy Summer is like, picture that you are dating Stuart Little. Like, that's who you should be looking for. And I was like, no, that guy is Stuart Little. Like, but I couldn't figure out why he was hot. And like, it was so confusing to me, because I'm like, am I attracted to him? And now I know that, like, other people are attracted to rat boys. It's like, just not your traditional, you know, clean cut men, you know, not this like jacked guy. He's just kind of like skinny and frail, and he's got an interesting looking face, but you're like, yeah, that guy, like, he's cute. I just feel so seen. And I keep talking about how much I love Gen Z. I will never stop. I'm like a millennial mom. I'm like, I love Gen Z. You can't stop me. And I don't care if they hate my skinny jeans or, you know, a side part. Like, I love them. They can never make me hate them. They just can't. And yeah, so I'm into this. I'm into this. I mean, I'm not ready to go hunting anytime soon, but this would be my season, Rat Boy season. I love it. I'm obsessed. Also, I have to say that I was like really viciously attacked this weekend. So I'm calling my aunt out right now. And like, I don't know if she still listens to the podcast. She told me that she stopped. But like, if she's listening, like, this is for you. Here I am. Okay, so I drive home to my parents' house where I was raised since I was 8 years old, you know, and I come back. I'm having these tough conversations the whole way home. I'm having to take work calls. Like, it's a whole thing. I'm stressed, okay? And little do I know, I'm on the presets of my period. And I come home, walk up. I see my aunt and my mom there. I'm so excited that I caught them. I walk out. I'm all excited to greet them. And I get hit with, oh my God, you are so white. I said, excuse me, it's nice to see you too. She's like, no, your skin is so white. She's like, oh my God, wait, you're whiter than me. I'm like, I'm whiter than most humans. I understand, you know? And she was like, wow, like, what's happening to you? Like, why are you so white? And I was like, okay, wow. I literally just got here to my safe place in my home, and I'm viciously attacked for being white. And I'm like, okay, listen, I get it. This is not the first time I've been run into this situation. I won't name names, but, you know, I was in a wedding. I've been in a few weddings, and people have asked me, like, do you want a spray tan? And I'm like, no. But I feel that their questioning is, like, you need one, but I still haven't got one. And you know what? I was looking at it. Like, Taylor Swift is pasty, okay? And nobody says shit about that. And she looks good, okay? Like, nobody hates that they're the same color as the t-shirt that I'm wearing right now more than me. Like, I can blend into a wall easy, okay? I understand I'm blinding, I hurt people with my legs. But, like, I go outside now, first of all. Like, how dare. But second, I'm so glad that Cousin Danielle pointed this out. Because, like, not only was this, like, a shock to my system, but also it was offending because I have an illness and I am allergic to the sun. Okay, so if I'm in the sun for too long, I will literally throw up. Okay, and I know that you're thinking that is the biggest white person problem I've ever heard in my life, and I hear you, but I'm just saying that, like, for my health, I have to be this pasty, so leave me alone. I couldn't believe it. So then, okay, this is what I do. I go to Santa Cruz. I can't wait to tell you about this whole day, but I need to point this part out in particular. I'm like, fine, I'm gonna go to Santa Cruz. I'm gonna sit on the beach, okay? And I even wore a swimsuit. And I wore my swimsuit from the Barbie bachelorette party. And that one is, like, literally in my labia. And I was like, I need to get tan. Like, my ass cheeks are out. I was like, I'm getting this body tan. I get to Santa Cruz. It is so cold. Like, I forgot that I am in Northern California. You know what I mean? I'm like, we are in the Northern California beach. It is not going to be warm. So I literally end up black hoodie on, wrapped in my towel. And I'm like, whatever. I was so happy. I was like, I don't like it being warm, but I was ready to tan for the people. And it's not my fault that I just don't tan. Like, what do you want from me? So attacked. So anyways, I tried and I was unsuccessful. And it is what it is. So I do want to tell you all about going to Santa Cruz because, okay, so here's the deal. I've been talking about this so much on the podcast. You guys are like, shut up. But I, in crisis, often go up to Bodega Bay. And I was telling my mom, I was like, I think I'm going to go up to Bodega Bay. Like, I just need a moment. Like, you know, I just need to see some water. There's been a lot going on. I need to reset. And she was like, Ashley, you are so close to so many bodies of water. She's like, you could go to Half Moon Bay. You could go to Santa Cruz. You could go to Monterey. Like, you're so, like, I'm in San Jose. Like, it's not far. And I was like, okay, whatever. And she's like, why don't you just go to the beach boardwalk? And I was like, I thought you had to pay to get in there. And she was like, no, you just pay for rides. And I'm like, okay, so obviously what I did was that night, as she's saying this, the night before my big trip, I Googled the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk and I see that they have snow cones and Dippin' Dots, and I'm like, bet, I'm gonna go to the beach boardwalk. So I was so cute, you guys, okay? So first of all, I make this decision, I order myself a little chair on Target for Target Drive Up because I have a cute pineapple chair, but it's one of the tall ones. And I know, like, I don't beach very often, but I do know the rules. And if you're bringing one of those tall lawn chairs, like, people hate you because you can't see over you. So I get myself a little sand chair. I made myself lunch because I was like, okay, I'm also going to not try to spend too much money. So because in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to pick up a deli sub. Like, it's going to be so good. And I'm like, no, like, make your own food at home. Like, I am a mother now. Okay. I'm an auntie, which makes me a mother. And now I'm one of those people who's like, you have food at home. So I end up making, like, myself a cute little dish. By the way, I have to tell you, the basil and garlic cheese sliced from TJ's, run, don't walk, literally run. It's so good. So I had that. I had the carb balance wrap, obviously, because I'm skinny. So I did the carb balance wrap, turkey, honey must, and that cheese. And I rolled up and I cut it into little things. Because here's the thing about me. If you cut up my food, I think it's more food. And that's just the way I live my life. So I love this. And then I did like a little like snackle box for myself. So I did that. I used little cupcake holders and I put, okay, because also let me put you on something else from Trader Joe's. The bacon and eggs gummies, you guys, I understand what you're thinking because I was thinking the same. I saw it on TikTok and I'm like, how the hell is that going to be delicious? Trader Joe's has outdone itself. I am a big fan of the Beach Day gummies from them. I didn't think anything could get better. These bacon and egg gummies are so goddamn good. You have to try them. I'm telling you right now, your life will be changed and you're welcome. So I packed those. My mom got me the Dots pretzels, the twists, but the honey mustard version. So I put those in there with some grapes, packed it all up. Then I brought a book, my journal, sunscreen, obviously. I brought two jugs of water. And on my way down, I even got myself, because I was like gonna go to Starbucks, and then I was like, no, like, you have strawberry lemonade at home. So I put my strawberry lemonade in a to-go cup, drink it on my way down, listen to exclusively Taylor Swift. And I realized as I was like writing down my prep last night and I was talking about this, I'm like, oh my god, like, I magically just was able to listen to music again. And I don't know when it happened, but like, let's not question it, this is exciting. So I listened to just Taylor Swift. Like, I went to Taylor Swift artists, listened to all the songs. It was scream singing, such a vibe, down to Santa Cruz. It took me 40 minutes to get there, okay? I was like, it would have taken me probably 2.5 hours to get to Bodega Bay. It took me 40 minutes to get there. I walked up, my backpack was so heavy. I walk around, I find the snow cones, get myself a snow cone, go down to the beach, set my stuff up. She's so cute. And I literally just sat there and watched the water for so long. Then I did a little reading. I'm reading a new Brené Brown book. So I'll let you know what I think as I'm getting into it. I went home because I realized my mom and I actually have similar taste in books. And because she had read a couple of the ones that I was reading, and I was like, okay, do you have something new for me? She gave me a new Brené, and she gave me, which is, it's an old Brené to the people, but it's new to me. And then she gave me the Kerry Washington book, so I'm really excited to get into those. And then, you know what? I was sitting there, and for a while, it was so funny, because I was telling Karishma that we were talking about, like, how the ocean kind of, like, gets rid of your intrusive thoughts sometimes. Like, literally for a good amount of time, I was sitting there with just my thoughts, and it was beautiful. But, like, here's the thing about my intrusive thoughts. They're loud. Like, they cannot be kept down. So suddenly I was, like, literally in tears about my own life. And I was, like, I am so upset. I'm thinking about the otter. I'm, like, just, like, screaming, crying, throwing up. Like, I was, like, all of a sudden depression hit. And my, like, voices were so loud. And then I was, like, you know what? I'm going to do a little something. I pull out my journal. And I decided to write what I wanted my life to look like. Like, and the pages were turning, the writing was writing. Like, it was such a beautiful exercise. And I was just writing about, like, what I wanted, like, the future to look like for me, you know, like, from the small minute details of, like, having an apartment with air conditioning to, like, having a dog, like, the kind of career that I want. Like, I literally wrote about how, you know, I see myself in the future, like, visiting, like, being, like, in full anti mode. Like, I see myself at, you know, all the soccer games, the dance recitals, like, my friends whose kids aren't into things, just visiting them and doing that, and, like, being my full anti mode, and traveling and getting to see my friends more regularly, being a good texter. And then I got to the point where I kind of wrote about, like, my future partner. And at that moment, my pen ran out of ink. And I know you guys are going to think this is a cry for help, but I was like, is this a sign that I shouldn't be thinking about this yet? But I just kept writing. Even though the pen was out of ink, I couldn't stop writing about, like, what this future partner, like, would look like. And to me, it was giving, like, she never gives up. Like, she never gives up on love. Like, the pen's out of ink. And I just kept writing. And honestly, it was such a beautiful exercise. And it really did make me feel better. And I have to recommend it. I think it's something I'm going to work on a little bit more. Because, like, I'm somebody who loves to fantasize. Like, I make little stories in my head. As I've talked about many times, I started writing a book, and you know, that was also in the manifestation, like, thing I wrote was, like, about actually finishing the book. And you know, it's just one of those things where I was like, I think people talk a lot about, you know, this joke about, like, making yourself the main character, or, like, fantasizing your own life, and, like, it actually, I think, is very helpful. And I just want to share that practice with you, because I absolutely loved it. And I had such a good time sitting there. Like, I can't tell you enough how much I needed this. And it was so beautiful. And I really had a good time out there. And so then I sat for a little bit longer, read a little bit more, took a little nap. Like, honestly, I just laid in the sand, not, like, on a towel. Like, I'm not crazy. And that was really warm, and I enjoyed it. And I just, like, closed my eyes for a little bit, and it was, like, the best. And then I walked around the boardwalk a little bit more. I was debating, because when I drove in, there was a couple different creameries that I saw. But then obviously the beach boardwalk had Dippin' Dots. But I was like, you know what? I think I want to make one more stop, and I want to try a creamery. So I left the beach boardwalk. I went to this ice cream place. I can't describe. This is probably the only low point of the day. But, like, it left, like, a thick rim on the top of my mouth. And I don't know what was happening, but that's okay. I still enjoyed. I drove home, blasted my music, like, got back, laid on the couch for a little bit, did all my meal prep for the week, and, you know, just, like, read a little bit. I watched Welcome to Wrexham, and, you know, went to sleep. And I even tried a new, like, facing. Okay, here's the thing we all know about me. Like, when it comes to, like, the face care, like, it's not happening for me. Like, I literally just started washing my face regularly probably in 2023. Like, it's just never been my thing. So I saw on TikTok, obviously I'm so influenced by Trader Joe's TikTok, but there was a watermelon night face mask thing. So I bought it. I'm obsessed. I've used it for 2 nights now, and I love it. It's I don't know what it's supposed to be doing, but I'm enjoying it. So I'm ready to see my skin glow. Okay. She's going to be glowing. And it was, like, really the best. But let me also tell you about the rest of my weekend. I'm going backwards. Okay. So on Saturday was a great day. tragic ending. So I started by going to Daddy and Me soccer for my niece. Why there's not Auntie and Me soccer, I'll never understand. But I'm going to get into that more at the end of the podcast. But Madison was going to her soccer practice with her dad. And, you know, Jillian and I were having a grand time. We brought out our little chairs. And we were watching. It's very short, obviously. It's like 30 minutes. And I have to say, my girl is very good at her throw-ins, okay? She had it down, and she's two, okay? So catch her. Catch her on the field, you know? It was so funny watching parents trying to, like, get their small children to play soccer. Like, it was very entertaining. So then we went back, and I said it takes a tragic turn in the afternoon. But I have to tell you that it actually, I forgot about this tragic turn. I made the biggest rookie mistake. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know that there's one restaurant of all the restaurants that I love with my entire heart and soul. And it is the Livermore Ale House. And I did something so rookie. Okay. So my sister and I decided that that's where we wanted for lunch. Okay. Matt was going golfing. So it was up to me to be the husband and go pick it up. So I placed the order on my phone and I got the Ale House Original. You guys, I forgot to add cheese. And there is nothing I hate more than knowing that I can have American cheese on my burger and then I didn't do it. Like, I've never had just the burger and I couldn't believe it. Thank God I also got the mini corn dogs. I feel like that sufficed. And the burger was still good. Don't get me wrong. Like, the burger was still good. But I was like, oh my God. Because I think I've been used to ordering burgers at work and it's a cheeseburger, so it like just automatically comes with cheese, and I've been taking it for granted. I cannot believe I forgot to add cheese. Like, who? So anyways, I so we got that. It was delish. Then we started to watch the Summer House Reunion, which, don't worry, is a story. And then my sister is tired, so she went down for a nap, you know, with Madison, and I went back to my parents' house. They were in Santa Cruz themselves, so like I had the house to myself. She was having the good old time. So I was just hanging out, doing some swirly things. And then I watched the rest of the Summer House Reunion. I read a little book, did a little journaling. And then I returned because my sister was saying that they were going to get dinner. Like, Ryan and Matt were going to bring home dinner. And like, listen, I never pass up another free meal. So I came back to their home, hang out a little bit. And then I went back. And, okay, well, this is really funny because I don't know if you all know about the hubcap saga between me and my brother-in-law's best friend, Ryan. But basically, like, long time ago, we're talking, you know, years, I got into a little car accident, and this car and I hit each other at the same time. But whatever, my insurance found me at fault. Boo. Boo, everybody, boo. So I lost a hubcap in this situation. And my brother-in-law's best friend, Ryan, constantly likes to point out that I don't have a hubcap. So the other day I'm at work and the kitchen manager comes in. He's like, oh my gosh, Ashley, how long have you been driving around on that spare? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I have all four wheels. And I was like, oh, are you talking about the car, my wheel without a hubcap? He's like, yes. And I was like, well, the thing is that I got into an accident a while ago. And then my, you know, brother-in-law's best friend is constantly hammering me about this. And I think he should pay for it. Like, if it bothers him that much, he should buy it. And, you know, my coworker was like, you know, they're only like $20. And I said, yeah, I understand you should be able to afford it, you know? And then he said, so you're telling me, like, how long has this been going on? I said, this happened in like 2018. Like, I was fresh back from my stint in Oregon. He's like, so you're telling me that you're driving around without a hubcap because you're being petty? I said, yes. Absolutely. And he said, I respect that. I've been holding on to this pettiness since 2018. So like, don't mess with your girl. She'll keep it. Okay. So anyways, I retold him the story to remind him. And he's like, okay, maybe I'll get you a hubcap. I'm like, thank you so much. So we'll see. But anyways, okay. So this is where it takes a turn. So I go home and waiting up for my parents, mostly because I asked my mom to bring me home a slice of apple pie. Delish. I'm enjoying my pie, whatever. And then I go to sleep. The power goes out. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a safe place. Like, it's not supposed to go out here in Livermore. Like, I'm so upset. And it's so funny because I recognize it right away. Like, I know the signs. Like, my dad said, oh, I couldn't figure out if the... I was like, no, the power's out. Like, it's out. So anyways, the power's out. It's pitch black, okay? Oh my gosh, not my stomach growling. I'm so sorry. It's pitch black. I am dreaming, okay? And in my dream, there is somebody in the house. I wake up, scream. Okay, so in my mind, I'm not awake yet. Like, I'm still in the dream. And in my dream, I'm like running through the house and I'm yelling. Well, apparently I was really doing that. I did not come to until my mom came down the hall. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. I woke everybody up at 2 a.m. And my dad had a couple things to say about this. First and foremost, he was like, "You sounds like you called for your mom first." And I was like, I said mom and dad. And then I yelled more for my dad because in my dream, the person was in my mom's room and we had to go attack. But the way my mom made it down the hallway in literally 1 second, like, my girl was up and at him. And my dad told me that he was struggling. And I feel bad. He like ran into the hope chest. It was like a whole thing. But like, my mom was down the hall. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, she wasted no time. This girl was up and down the hall. And then I was just standing in the hall, like, shaking. Like, I was so real to me, you guys. And I woke everybody up at 2 a.m. I felt so bad. And then my mom's like, "Do you want to come sleep in here?" And I was like, "Yeah." So, like, go into my mom's room and I lay for a minute. But then I remember, like, I had to be at work the next day at 7:30 a.m. So I was getting up at 6. So I was like, I cannot wake my mom up at 6 a.m. So I go back to my room and eventually fell asleep. But, like, it was so tragic. It was so tragic. Also, I got McDonald's at, like, midnight on Friday night. And it was amazing. And I was listening to The Toast and I was like, this is girlhood. And it was absolutely the best. I just need you all to know that Andrew is on paternity leave, so I am without my therapist for a little bit, and I can't wait to see how that affects everything in my life. So stay tuned. So far so good. So far so good. Like, it's gonna be okay. Also, I fell in the world of me listening to music. I also fell down an Ariana Grande and Sabrina Carpenter hole. I was like listening to Ari's new album, and I started listening to Sabrina's, and you guys, I cannot with Sabrina Carpenter. Like, she's so cute and talented. And I listened to Please, 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 and I was like, this song's so good. And then I listened to I watched the music video, and I found myself, like, watching it again. Like, it was addicting. And also, speaking of rap boys, like, her boy, what's his name, Barry, like, her boyfriend who's in it, like, yeah, he's a rap boy summer for sure. And honestly, like, I've never found him attractive at all until this music video. And a lot of people have been saying that on the internet. And I'm like, I see it. I don't know what it was. Like, this song's addicting and the music video was addicting. I've never really, like, sought out watching a music video twice except for Behind These Hazel Eyes, Kelly Clarkson, like, slay. But yeah, it was really good. So if you haven't watched it, like, go watch it. Okay, let me get into my MySpace top three stories that I want to tell you about on this fabulous Wednesday. First and foremost, I watched the Summer House reunion, and wow. It's very funny to me because I have noticed that I've fallen into this world of Bravo where, like, I don't watch the seasons, but I'm watching the reunions. And it's kind of a slay. Like, I didn't watch a single lick of Vanderpump Rules, but I watched the last reunion and I was like, wow, that was amazing. And then Summer House, same. Like, I watched Summer House same way I watched Vanderpump Rules, mostly on clips on TikTok. And what I thought I was coming for was the Lindsay and Carl of it all. Little did I know that the Sierra and Wes stuff was going to be like, really, what's up? Oh my God. So this was so tragic. So just, like, break it down for anybody who doesn't know. So Wes was new this season and he was like a fan fave and he seemed really funny and he was dating Sierra, and Sierra's been on the show for a while. She's like a crowd favorite. I really liked her just from the clips that I saw. And so they were, like, really cute and everybody was shipping and we were so into it. Well, it turns out that when the cameras went down, they were still dating and he, like, brought her back home to meet his family. They went to a wedding together, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, like, when the season, I think, was airing or whatever, like, he just kind of disappears. Like, he just, like, dumps her basically out of nowhere. And it was really fascinating to, like, kind of hear about it, because at first I thought this was just like a summer romance and whatever, but Sierra had said, like, on the show, like, or on the reunion, that after they had, like, kind of gone on this equestrian kind of day, I don't really know, I didn't watch the show, she had talked to Wes and was like, listen, like, if you want this just to be a summer fling, like, that's okay, but, like, I'm not really looking for that, like, I'm looking for something more serious, like, so, you know, if you want to do that, like, let me know. Like, I'm basically giving you an out. Like, if you don't want to be with me, like, just kind of tell me now, you know? Or if you don't want commitment, because I guess he talks a lot about having, like, a commitment phobia or, like, struggling to have to commit. And, like, you know, even his family was talking about it. Like, I guess he hasn't really had like a serious girlfriend since high school. Like, this was kind of a big deal for him. So she was like, listen, if you don't think that you can do this, like, you know, just tell me now. And he was like, no, like, I want this. So he literally told her, like, no, I want this. Like, I'm like, we're good. And then literally just disappears on her. And it was so sad to watch her. And I, like, I just felt so bad because she literally said that she got, you know, she was like, I had all this. And then Wes was so out of pocket. He literally was like, I don't know. I just thought, you know, what if I have to go to like a watch party, you know, like what if I have to go to a watch party and there's girls there and then like people are going to be all like, oh, what about Sierra? Like, and by the way, people are going to say that anyways. Like, the excuse was so weird. And Paige read this man to Phil. Like, literally, girlhood at its absolute finest was Paige reading this man. So she was like, she's like, I can understand that, like, the fame is, you know, enticing. But, like, we also think Sierra is more enticing, basically. So, like, the fact that you would throw her away for that is insane to us. And I was, like, obsessed. And it was one of those moments where, like, Sierra had said, she's like, I really don't want to see him cry, like, or I really don't want him to see me cry. And so she was like struggling talking about it. And Paige was like, sit down, sis, I got you. And she read him. And I just felt really bad because, like, this is just such a painful situation to be in. And thinking that, like, for her to have had that conversation of, like, you know, you can let me go, like, it's fine, like, I'll just deal, like, you know, if you don't want this, like, that's it. And him to be like, no, I'm going to fight for this. Like, awful. But then, like, even worse to me, not even worse, but like along those lines, was like, she was talking about how, like, when she has sex, like, it's serious to her. And it was really interesting to hear her talk about this because she was like, I know it's not like a popular opinion, and like, and she gets shit on for it. And I was like, I don't find this crazy at all. Like, if you know you're somebody who, like, falls deep when you have sex, and if that's what that means to you, then, like, why is that a bad thing? I'm like, where did we get to in society? Like, I feel like someone put it in a good way. I think it might have been Claudia, where, like, you know, there was this renaissance, obviously, of, like, women, you know, we didn't want to put them in a box. So it was like, yeah, like, do you go out? And it's like, but both things can be true, you know? Like, that's what she was saying. It was like, you know, people can see, you know, sex however they want to see it. Like, if you want to go out and party and, like, you know, it's whatever to you, casual hookups is, like, that's okay. But if it's also, like, serious for you, like, that's okay too. And then if you tell somebody that once that happens, like, it's serious for you and you, like, waited to do it until, like, you were ready, and then he, like, leaves you after, like, it's giving fuckboy. And this guy is out of his mind if he thought he was going to get away with it. Like, truly, I couldn't believe that, like, I was there for the Lindsay and Carl of it all. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was sat. I was sat for the Wes and Sierra. And I just felt really bad for her because she's so, honestly, she's so stunning. And from what I've seen, she has a really good personality. And I was like, wow, you're throwing that away for what? Literally for what? Like, and that's what Paige was saying. And I loved it. And also, I just love seeing the girls stand up for the girls. Like, it was crazy. There was nothing else that really, like, stood out to me except for the awkward ass conversation about the groomsmen. Now, this was juicy. And this was juicy to me from a wedding standpoint. Like, I'm a wedding girly. So let me break this down for you. So Lindsay and Carl were supposed to get married, okay? And Carl on the show has a best friend, Kyle. And the summer before, Kyle was, like, real rude to Lindsay from what I've seen in the clips, okay? I don't know much. But basically, it comes out that, like, Carl did not choose Kyle to be a groomsman. And Carl kind of used Lindsay as, like, a scapegoat. And he didn't, like, deny the rumors that Lindsay, like, said that he couldn't be in the wedding. And, you know, but Lindsay was saying that, like, basically they decided to have 9 groomsmen each, or 9 each in the bridal party. And she was like, whoever your 9 are, like, that's up to you. But, like, the only thing she put her foot down on was, like, that she wanted the same number and she wanted it to be 9. So then Carl picked the 9, right? And so Kyle wasn't on it. None of the Summer House boys were. So she said, what about the Summer House boys? Like, do you want them in the wedding? And she was like, what if we did something funny, like had them as flower boys? And he was like, great. And that's what they asked him to do. And everybody was like, wow, Kyle's not a groomsman. He's a literal flower boy. Like, that's crazy. And, you know, everything, all signs are pointing to Lindsay. Like, this was Lindsay's fault. And she absolutely brought the receipts. And not only, this was so shady of her, but, like, damn. Because, like, in case you don't know, like, they're not getting married anymore. Like, it called it off. And, like, this is, like, a big thing that happened. Like, they basically broke up, like, on the last episode of the season. And so, anyways, like, she literally says that she goes, well, if you could put one more of the Summer House guys in, and there was three guys that she named, like, who would you put in? And she said that Carl didn't even name Kyle. It was, like, a different guy. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, she's reading him to filth right now. Like, I couldn't, like, everybody was getting red. And I believe this. Like, and it seems to me, listen, I don't know much, so I'm not picking a side right now. What I've heard from my people, because I've been asking around, is that Lindsay is absolutely insane. But I also feel that Carl has been using Lindsay, because she's crazy, as a scapegoat to get away with shit. And I also saw, okay, so the other thing that happened was, I was really excited because, you know me, I love when all the girlies are getting along. So it looked as if that was going to happen, except for dirty ass Danielle. I can't stand Danielle. I've only seen a couple clips and I am not into her. But anyways, so I was enjoying that, like, because it seems to me like Paige and Lindsay have not been friends for a really long time. And they're kind of starting to get friends, like, whatever, they're supporting each other. And Paige was like, you know, I was really sad because I thought that we were, like, getting to a good place. And then Carl told me that you were trying to, like, sabotage my photo shoot. And Lindsay seemed, like, legitimately surprised by this. And so I was kind of wondering if Carl was actually, like, saying this shit to like, remind Paige that, like, Lindsay's not her friend. Like, I don't know. Something about it just seemed really sus to me. And I will be tuning in for the next part of the reunion. I'll be tuning in. Will I watch the show? Probably not. But, like, I'll be tuning in for the reunion. Okay, for story number two, we need to talk about Paris Hilton, because she's doing a lot of things. Like, I was reading this whole article. So I had heard rumors, but I didn't know it was confirmed that Simple Life is coming back. Like, how did I not talk about this? So Simple Life, aka the most iconic show with Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton, is coming back to Peacock. And so Paris Hilton was talking about it, and she said, Simple Life is such a special show, and this is just going to be so iconic, and I can't wait for fans to see. The girls were excited, but Lionel Richie also joked to fans, saying to hang on to their seat as the reboot is underway. He said, they're older, but they haven't changed. Trust me. Let me tell you something. These two scare me just staying next to each other. And I was like, I love this. He said, I don't know if the world knows this, but they started this mess and I was the first guinea pig daddy to go along with it. And I was just so obsessed with this because, like, they were crazy. And it, like, the fact that he's saying that, no, these two girls are still insane together, it's giving me so much hope for the show. Cause, like, reboots really, like, aren't doing it for me lately, but I could be into this. Also, Paris is making new music. Even though the guys are crazy, even though the stars are blind. Is that even the words? I don't know. But Stars is Blind is such a good song. And so she said, I had the most epic year recording with Sia. I just put everything into it. And it was really special to be in the studio with her and be writing and singing. And I was like, whoa, is Paris Hilton going to save Sia? Because, as you know, like, I haven't heard about Sia in a minute. And it's because, like, the Maddie Ziegler of it all, like, Sia, like, low-key got canceled. And I was like, is Paris Hilton going to bring her back? Like, I cannot wait for new Paris Hilton music. Like, this is what I need in my life. And as a marketing girly, I will report on this because I so clearly saw what this was. So Paris Hilton is doing a collaboration with Absolute Vodka. And I was like, this is the reason that they wrote this whole article. So if people don't, like, actually talk about it, I feel bad for the marketing girly on this. But it was exciting. So they're doing a Cosmo collection. So it's a drinkware line available exclusively on Amazon, and it's going to be blush pink. Oh, it sounds actually, like, really cute. I'm into it. Like, honestly, Paris Hilton's cooking line is so cute, and if I had money, I would totally do it. When I was looking for my third story, there was a lot of things, like, I could talk about. Like, I could talk about Lala, I could talk about, like, Ben and Jen. But this story jumped out at the screen at me, and I felt like, no, babe, this is the third story. Flavor Flav is taking his Red Lobster fan status to a whole new level. On Monday, the seafood chain unveiled a partnership with a hip-hop legend. This unlikely duo announced that Red Lobster's Crab Fest is officially back. Flavor Flav explained on the internet that when the internet said Red Lobster is going away, boy, Flavor Flav said not today. So after the chain filed for bankruptcy in May, Flavor Flav revealed on X that he had visited Red Lobster in location, and in an effort to keep the biscuits around, he made a huge purchase. He shared a photo of a big table with literally everything on the menu was on the table. He said he ordered the whole menu. So that's what really got him to go viral. So alongside this photo of himself and the two tables, he wrote, "Your boy meant it when I said I was going to do anything and everything to help the Red Lobster save the Cheddar Bay biscuits." Like, Flavor Flav is out here saving Cheddar biscuits and saving Red Lobster. First, he saved reality TV with the most epic show ever to hit television, Flavor of Love. And now he is taking his skills to Red Lobster. So listen, I think I've only eaten at a Red Lobster once in my life, but I'm about to again. And I'm actually kind of scared. So like, I've heard that like a lot of these, like TGI Fridays was kind of going away. Did it actually go away? I don't know. I've heard rumors about Chili's and Applebee's, and I'm like, okay, I just stood up for Gen Z, but like, are they killing these brands or is it millennials? Like, I feel like we always get blamed, but I could see that because in one way I love it in the fact that like, okay, does that mean we're like saving local businesses and we're eating local? Like, is that what's happening? But like, also if Chili's gets away, like I'm gonna die. Like, and I say that knowing that I'm a part of the problem. Like, I have not eaten there, but like, what's happening? Okay, let's get into a little sports news. Who would have known? Like, I feel that golf is having its scandalous moment. Like, never since Tiger Woods have I paid so much attention to golf. But first of all, we had like Scottie Scheffler going to jail. Okay. But before that, I was talking about how Roy McIlroy is like going through a divorce. Apparently not anymore. So apparently they have decided to not end their marriage. So on Tuesday, June 11th, aka yesterday, McIlroy's attorney filed a notice of voluntary dismissal on behalf of the golfer in Palm Beach County Court. "There have been rumors about my personal life recently, which is unfortunate. Responding to each rumor is a fool's game," McIlroy told The Guardian on Tuesday. "Over the past weeks, Erica and I have realized that our best future as a family was together. Thankfully, we resolved our differences and look forward to a new beginning." And you guys, this is what's so confusing about this. There was literally an article on Monday, the day before, linking him to golf reporter Amanda Balinese. She's like been a golf reporter for like 7 years and she's so cute. Also, like, I saw pictures of her and like, what a badass, like, we love. But I'm like so confused because I was like, you literally were just spotted like supposedly dating this reporter the other day. But I did a deep dive into this to try to figure out like who, like what proof there was that these two were dating. And it was really annoying what I found. Like, I could not find something other than the fact that they like embraced after an interview. And I was like, okay. And I talk about Amy G a lot on this podcast and I'll never stop. Like, she's iconic. And I had her on the show with Dre and I, and we were talking about this. Like, she was talking about how like when she hugs a guy after, you know, like an interview, you know, like she's automatically getting rumors or people are like weird. And it's just like women in the sports industry, what they have to deal with. So I'm like, leave this girl alone. Like, if they weren't actually dating, like, F everybody, you know. But I'm happy that these two are back together. But what a confusing time. I feel like Rory or whatever, I never remember his name. I actually wrote it down. Rory. I feel like he was like, listen, Scotty, like, I'm going to take one for the team here. Like, you've gotten the news. I'm going to get back with my wife. Okay. Like, it's fine. In juicy ass minor league baseball news, which like I never thought. So the Oakland A's apparently are like going to Vegas. I don't know. Like, is this true? Like, I can't figure it out. But there's another team that's arised called the Oakland Bees, like the Oakland Ballers. That's their name, but their logo is the Bees. And they had a game and they had like a literal sellout crowd. This is their first game. Okay. And get this, the Oakland A's had a game on the same night. So the Ballers had 4,120 fans and the A's had 5,624 fans. So they only beat them by like maybe 1,000 fans. And the A's play in a 65,000 seat arena. So, like, the Oakland Bees slay. But the most important part of the story, like, first of all, I thought this was so juicy. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. And also, it, like, negates the rumors that, like, there was no desire for baseball in Oakland. It's just like, no, they needed better baseball in Oakland. And also, the Oakland Ballers is, like, such a sick name. And they won a game. But most importantly, the Oakland Ballers pitcher, Kelsey Whitmore, became the first woman to start in a game in the history of the club's minor league pioneer team, which the result was a 9-8 victory. Like, there is a woman playing on this team. Okay. Oakland Ballers. Yes. Absolutely obsessed. Also, I'm obsessed with the way she spells her name. K-E-L-S-I-E. As an Ashley with two E's, I love. So she said, it's cool to be a part of history and it's a privilege to be a part of it. At the end of the day, when you do what you love, things happen. The opportunities came and I'm thankful for the opportunity. So she allowed 3 runs and 2 earned over 3 innings with a strikeout and added an already long list of firsts to taking the mound. Like, okay, women in sports, we love, we're obsessed. And like, I just want you to know, I'll be going to an Oakland Ballers game. Like, I'm always going to be a San Francisco Giants bitch first, but like, I love the minor league baseball games are so fun. Honestly, like, I'm trying to go to the San Jose Giants game on Friday. Like, I can't wait. Like, this, I really enjoy those games. I think it's fun. I just love sports, blah, blah, blah. We already know. Okay, so let's talk about the Caitlin Clark of it all, because again, she's in the news. So Caitlin Clark was left off the USA Olympic basketball roster and everybody was like, WTF, she's like the most famous basketball player. But okay, the selection committee chair, Jen Rosati, who is also president of the Connecticut Sun and head coach of the U.S. women's 3-on-3 team, commented about Clark being left off the roster, reporting specifically to the criticism that the USA basketball team is missing a chance to market and grow the NBA by leaving Clark at home. She said, it would be irresponsible for us to talk about Caitlin in a way other than how she would impact the play of the team, because it wasn't the purview of our committee to decide how many people would watch or how many people would root for the USA. It was in the purview to create the best team that we could for Cheryl Reese, who's the head coach. So basically what she's saying is like, everybody's hating on her, saying that like, this would have been so good for the PR of the team. And she's like, we weren't caring about the PR of the team. We wanted the team that was going to win. But people are also like, but isn't Caitlin Clark hella good? And so I did a little Google search and I was inconclusive again about like how many rookies, because I want to know if any other rookie to the WNBA was going to the Olympics on this team. And it sounds like they're not. And I saw 2 different articles. One said there had only been 4 and it named 4 people. Then another article said that there was 3 and they named 3 people and those names were not the same. So I honestly don't know what the answer is here. But Caitlin Clark said like, she's good. She said that she hopes she'll be able to get like the chance to play in the Olympics someday and she'll know she'll have more chances in the future and she'll be ready for them when they come along. Like, she, our girl's good. Like, leave her alone. Like, it's okay. You know, and if they're not usually taking rookies, like, it's fine. And you know what? She's doing great things for the WNBA. And I'm saying in 4 years, we're going to have a slay, because if they're bringing the rookies, like that tall girl that I always forget her name, even though my dad loves her, from Stanford, Caitlin Clark, Angela Reese, like, or Angel Reese, like, it's going to be a good team. Like, in 4 years, like, we love it's fine. Okay. It's fine. Also, I was really excited to share the story until I did more learning and I'm now nervous. So Christian McCaffrey was named the Madden NFL cover for 2025. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. So it's basically like Madden, you know, is the football game, like on, you know, video games. And I guess they like select a cover and like, this seems like this is coveted. Like, this is kind of a big deal. So Christian McCaffrey's on the cover. But then I found out that there is a Madden curse, which I did not know about. So apparently the infamous jinx is that the player featured on the cover of EA Sports annual NFL video game is doomed to encounter something vile, a decline in play, usually, or maybe something even as serious as an injury, superstition at its finest. And of course we're hoping that that's not real. I'm like, no, stop. I'm really into football. I'm really into my 49ers. And don't just like give me a curse now. That's so annoying. Like, I'm pissed about this. But EA itself has publicly denied the existence of the curse, which kind of tells you everything that you need to know about its popularity, the fact that they're addressing it. But you know what? It's fine. Like, Christian took to social media and said this is a lifelong dream come true. And Olivia Kuplow shared to her Instagram and said, like, this was so cool. So listen, if they're not worried about it, I'm not worried about it. But scary, you know? Okay, let's get into a little Ashley's advice. Got another question. You can submit your questions on my Instagram or TikTok in the link in the bio. It's an anonymous Google form, so don't even worry. Like, I will not know who you are. And I'll just answer your question here on the podcast. So, hey, Ashley, I love the pod. Moi, love you too. I especially love hearing about your 75 hard day journey. I'm thinking about starting one for myself. Do you have any advice for doing it your own way and sticking it through? So I love this question. And this is what part of the reason that I shared the journey in general, because I was hoping it would inspire other people. And I remember when I was starting this, like, I was seeing people post about it on TikTok and they had, like, you know, their own set of rules. Like, there was, I don't even know what the actual 75 hard guideline is, but I know myself. And what happens to me is that I commit myself to doing something and it's usually too hard to do. And it's like a big chunk. And then when I don't do it, I'm so mean to myself. My brain is like, you're an idiot. Like, you're a loser and you can't do anything right. Like, this is why I have Andrew. So I knew that when I did this, I was like, I want to take on the 75 hard challenge because I like the fact that it's a set amount, like set amount of days. And like, what are five things that like, realistically, I think I can do in my day, you know? So, and like, I started with what parts of my life do I want to improve? So for me, it was like, I wanted to be more physically active. I wanted to have a better balance of my meals. And I was really bothered by the fact that I wasn't really like waking up, you know? And so there were a couple things I had started to do. Like, I've been journaling and I'd seen the positive impacts of that. And I had been reading and I saw the positive impacts of that too. So I was like, okay, I'm taking all these things I love. Like, I literally just wrote out these things and I was like, okay, what do I actually think I can do through my day? And I made it realistically. Cause at first I was like 30 minutes of workout. Like, it's gotta be a workout. And I know I've talked about this before, but I did movement because I was like, I have lupus, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease. Like, there are days where like going for a walk or lifting weights, like that's going to be really difficult to do. But what I found was super interesting of the 75 days, I think there was only four that weren't an actual like walk that I went and did. Like, it was, you know, like literally hitting the paddle with the pickleball ball, like in my apartment, or just doing like lunges or squats or stretching. Like, I think I only had 4 days out of the 75 hard because I noticed that my body, like, oh, shocker, like when you have chronic illness and you like move, it helps, like bleh, whatever. So it was really helping. And then, you know, I did the journaling, the reading. And when I did the reading, I was like, okay, how do I want to do this? Like, is it going to be something like a chapter a day? And I was like, okay, realistically, there are days where I have to work like a lot. And the idea of like pulling out a book, like it's just going to be difficult to do. So that's when I was like, okay, I will do 5 pages. And what I did was I had a physical book and I had a book on my phone. So it was really helpful. So like if I was taking just like a quick lunch break, I could read just like 5 pages. And I think setting the bar, not like low, like not like one page, but like setting it achievable was really nice. And I found myself actually ending up reading a lot more because I didn't feel like the pressure, you know? So I really like that. And then also finding things that we're going to adapt to each other. So in order for me to be able to do 30 minutes of movement each day and journal and read, it meant that I was going to have to start my day earlier, which meant I was going to have to wake up with my alarm. So why not make that one of the challenges? Like, you know, like making sure they feed into each other was really helpful. And as far as like keeping it going, so like, you know, I had started in the beginning of the year and then, you know, going through the breakup, I was like, I can't have this pressure on me right now. I just need to survive. So, you know, I ended up taking a break from it and then it brought me back. And each time that I was, you know, thinking about not doing it or like, okay, fine, I'll just skip a day, I was remembering the feeling that I had when I don't do it and the feeling that I have when I do it. So not as much of like bullying yourself, but just remembering the feeling like, oh my God, when I do all 5 of these things and I come home at night, like I feel accomplished. And when I don't, like That's when my depression starts to creep in. That's when my little mean gremlin bitch is like really loud and I can't get her to be quiet. So it wasn't a match about like letting that mean gremlin person like yell at me. It was more of like, you know how this is going to make you feel. Like, let's keep doing it. So my two things are like, set realistic goals and try those out before you do your 75 hard. Like before I had officially started, I had been journaling more. I had been starting to read more. And then I was like, I planned out like, how was I going to do this fruit and vegetable thing? You know, like I really looked into it to like have a clear cut plan, knowing going into it, like that I could do them. And then when I started, it wasn't as much like pressure, you know, because if you're trying everything and then you're like, oh my God, I have to start over. Like that's really hard. So clear cut goals, make a plan. And be nice to yourself through it. Like, be nice. Don't be so hard on yourself, because then when you fail, you're just like, I'm a loser. And like, why am I even trying? But if you're like, hey, you know what? I'm remembering that when I don't do these things, like, I don't feel good. Like, it's a lot easier for you to turn around. At least I found it was a lot easier for me to be successful with it. So good luck. Please keep messaging me and keep me posted, because I'm obsessed. And honestly, like, I'm thinking about doing it again, because it was such a great thing, and it really gave me purpose. And as we know, I need purpose in my life. So we'll see. Catch me out here doing another one. Okay, so let's get into the I'm sorry what moment of the week. And this all sprung up because I know I've talked about this a few times, but like I'm genuinely confused as to why is there no Auntie Day? Why is there no celebrations for the aunties? Like there's Grandparents Day at my niece's like school, her work. She's two. There's Grandparents Day at school. There's like there's Parents Day at college, you know, all these things. And I'm just wondering, where's the Auntie Day? And I Googled it. I Googled to see if there was an actual Auntie Day. And there is an aunt and an uncle day. They combined us. And I just know that an uncle is behind that, because a woman would never. Like, how dare you tell me I have to share my auntie day with an uncle? We're not the same. How dare you? Why can't we have our own days? It's July 26th. I just want everybody to know I will be celebrating. But I want my own auntie day. I'm confused. Like, combined? I'm sorry, what? A combined day? Like, you guys are so lazy. And you might be saying, Ashley, well, there's Grandparents Day combined. I don't care, okay? Grandparents get a lot of stuff, okay? I want an auntie day. I want it singular and I want it alone, okay? How dare? And I'm not saying I need gifts for this occasion, but I'm just saying that, like, I ended up getting in charge of planning Father's Day this year, and it was a lot of work. I had to coordinate. You know, like I had to call because like now we have, you know, two families, like there's two dads, you know, and I was like, ugh, you know, and I was just talking to the women because like women make all the good decisions. And they're like, why don't you ask the men where they want to go to lunch? And I said, because I don't care. Like, you know, it's like they'll go where we tell them to go. Like, you know, and I was like, I'm choosing burger places. They'll be fine, you know. So anyways, they're going to the Ale House and it's like a whole thing because I'm going to get cheese on my burger. But like it was so much work to coordinate. And I was like, no one's doing this for me, you know. Like I do, I go to all these Mother's Day brunches and I go to these Father's Day things. And, you know, where's Auntie Day? Justice for aunties. And you know what? I think it's just be specifically single Auntie Day. Like, where are the aunties who literally, like, you know, don't have kids? There should be a day for us. Okay. There should be a day for us. So I'm petitioning it. Single aunties, let me know how you feel. Combined, please. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I love you all so much. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Do something fabulous and good for yourself today, and do something for me, and please subscribe and download this podcast, because that's how I get my stats. And your girl's out here trying to survive. And I love you the mostest. Have the most fabulous day, and I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.